heads up in traffic, and watch for those bikers out there as well. And as we start looking ahead to the third weekend in July, we're just a couple of months out from the bike-friendly Kalamazoo's third annual Fall Bike Celebration, which is the third weekend in September. It will be here before you know it. So that means the public bike art competition is opening up, and in fact, it begins today. Joining us in the studio to talk about it, Paul Selden is chair and president of Bike Friendly Kalamazoo. Wonderful to see you this morning, Paul. Thanks for dropping by.
Ken, thanks so much. It's good to see you in person again after such a long dry spell.
Certainly good to be seen, as Sheriff Fuller put it when he was with us earlier this morning. But the public bike art competition underway officially. For those who may not be familiar with it, give us a little thumbnail sketch of what this is all about.
Well, it's art that is bicycle-themed, put together to be displayed on public banners hung on street poles or other works that could be viewed in the public. It's meant to evoke the joy of bicycling. That's what we're looking for. The chair of the jury committee is Lori Knapp this year, and she and the jury committee members are going to be looking for something that inspires people to appreciate art and the joy of bicycling all at once.
This competition has attracted entries from all over the country, hasn't it, Paul?
Oh my gosh, I should say we really were surprised but also delighted last year when we opened it up to the nationwide competition, and we had more than 80,000 people view our social media advertisements, and we drew entries from more than 20 states across the United States.
That's amazing. And it certainly is a good thing that people know that there's a cash involved in it. That's probably part of the attraction to it.
Well, absolutely. You can't sneeze at up to $1,750 in cash prizes, and the fact that it can be entered digitally, in fact, that's how it must be entered, opens the competition up to anyone who can call themselves a desktop or artist, or who can render their work in other media onto a desktop digital format for entry.
Paul Selden is with us from Bike Friendly Kalamazoo. Bike Friendly Kalamazoo's public bike art competition opening today for banners that will be displayed when the bike week comes up in the third weekend in September. And you use proceeds from the banners in various positive ways.
Absolutely. And I have to tip my hat to the Vicksburg Foundation for their support very early on, that encouraged us to hold the competition again, and also to local firm Consort Display Group, because they are featuring, to your point, winning designs in their online catalog, and they have dedicated a share of the proceeds to go back to support bike awareness building, education, safety measures. So we're really grateful for the local support we have both from the Vicksburg Foundation and Consort Display Group.
So, Paul, what's the process for getting your ideas into the competition for the public bike art competition, which opens today?
Well, you can learn more about it at fallbikecelebration.org. We have a webpage dedicated to it. And other than producing the art itself, which requires considerable talent, if you take a look at the website, you will see the absolutely fantastic, colorful, gorgeous banner-sized artwork that was submitted in last year's competition. And you can see how to enter the competition using the online entry form.
So the competition is on. There's cash prizes, and a lot of people from around the country take notice of this. So get in on this. Kalamazoo's public bike art competition, Bike Friendly Kalamazoo, looking for ideas for those banners that you see displayed. especially during the Fall Bike Week celebration, which, as we mentioned, is coming up in the third weekend of September. And there's a new fundraising event. We just want to mention this briefly because we're going to certainly talk more about it in detail as we get a little closer to it. But you've got a brand new fundraising event part of it this year, and it's pretty exciting.
Ken, I'm so excited about it. It kept me going all winter when things were looking so bleak.
Yes.
And we were racking our brains. I was racking my brains. How can bicycling help build community? How can bicycling give back to the community in a big way? I'll tell you something. Coming up with the idea for a multi-charity bike-a-thon really hit the mark, apparently, because we have over a dozen participating charities in an event that's going to take place on September 18th, a bite-sized bicycling event from 9 a.m. till noon that's going to help raise money for so many local and Southwest Michigan regional charities. It's inspirational. They love the idea. Of course, we hope people turn out, too, to support them. But if you just want to ride, you can do that, too, knowing that the proceeds will go to many, many good causes. And that information also is available on our fallbikecelebration.org. website.
All right, Fall Bike Celebration coming up, as we mentioned, the third weekend of September. But right now, time to get in on the public bike art competition and get your ideas submitted for a chance to win cash prizes. Paul Selden's been with us, chair and president of Bike Friendly Kalamazoo. Again, great to see you. And we're going to be talking often as we get closer and closer to that third weekend of September and the big bike competition and festival here in Kalamazoo and the surrounding area.
Well, the pleasure's been all mine, Ken. Good to see you again in person.
All right, thanks so much. Kalamazoo Mornings with Ken Lanfear on 590 and 106.9 FM, WKZO.